Okay, we're up to Kuf Yud Omer Aleph, the Mishnah. Mishahoya Nosish Loshtei Yisomos Ktanos. Person was married to two Ktanos who were not related. Umeis. Biyoso Chalitzos Shalachas Mehem Poteris Sarosa. Since they're both only rabbinic, so they're only Chayiv and Yibum or Chalitzim in the Rabbanon. So the Yibum of one patters the other, and the Chalitz of one patters the other also. The Chain, Shtei Cher Shos Ktana V'Chareshes, and the same thing goes if he's married to two deaf mutes. One a Ktana, or what's it called? The Chain, Shtei Cher Shos Ktana V'Chareshes, and Bias, what's that? The Chain, Shtei Chareshes. Okay, and the same halach applies to two deaf mutes. Same thing if he's married to two Ktanas or two deaf mutes. The marriages are only rabbinic, and the Yibum is, and the Chalitz are only rabbinic, and one patters the other. Ktana v'chereshes, he's married to a Ktana and a Chereshes, and he dies. So then the brother has to ein bias achas mi'am poter sarosa. Then the Yibum of one doesn't patter the other one, and you have to give what's it called, Yibum to one, Chalitza to the other. Because we don't know which marriage is more effective. They're both rabbinic, but maybe the marriage of the Ktana is more preferred than the marriage of the Chareshes, or the opposite, Sirashi said. Pikachas the Chareshes, if he's married to a regular woman, Midoraisa, and the Chareshes, right, then Bias ha-Pikachas poteres ha-Chareshes, then if he performs Yibum with the regular woman, the normal woman, so that potter is the other one. The ain bias hachareshes poteres apakiachas, because the chareshes is only chayiv mitrabanan, and therefore her yibum can't potter the yibum of the normal one. Gedola oktana, same thing if he's married to a gedola and a ktana. So bias hagedola poteres haktana, the brother has bia with the older one, so he potters the ktana, because his marriage is doraisa. If he has Yibum with the Ktana, it doesn't pater the Gedola, because her Yibum is only the Rabbana. Rashi. Shtei Yisomos Nochrios. They're not sisters. They're, what's it called? Not Goyim. They're Nochrios, means they're not related to each other. O Chalitzo Shalachar Shetagdil. So Rashi learns that Chalitza, we learned before, that Chalitza of a Ktana is Psula. It can't be Cholitza Ktana. So therefore it says the chalitza of the ktana means when she grows up. And Tosus also says the same thing, talking where she grows up. Or Tosus says there's Yerushalmi that says the chalitza of the ktana is kshera. So this could go like that, Mandi Omer, that chalitza's ktana is a good chalitza. Ktana v'chareshes lo yadinin b'hai nicholei. By ktana chareshes we don't know which marriage was more effective to him, which one he wanted more. The high chashiva ishto tveya, that way this one's considered his wife more, so therefore the what you do to one can affect the other. Gemara, the chareshes bas chalitza, can a deaf mute give chalitza? V'hasnan chereshe shenechlatz the chareshes shecholza the choletzes min hakotin chalitza sapsula. Right, a chereshe who got chalitza, or a chareshes who gave chalitza, or a person who gets, a woman who gets, who performs chalitza with a cotton, all of these chalitzas are possible. So how can a chareshes, what's it called, since she can't read the parsha, how can she get chalitza? Omer Rav Gidl, Omer Rav, Omer Rav Avia, no, Abia. Okay, so, Rav Gidl said the name of Rav that's going on Bia. Enachanami. Chalitza, it doesn't apply. Just mentioned Biyoso Chalitzosa is only going on the non-Chareshes, the Pikachas, the Ktana. But on the, what's it called? The Chareshes, Taka can't give Chalitza, even if she, there's no way for her to give Chalitza. The Ktana can give Chalitza when she grows up. Or like we said, it goes according to the Andi Omer that a Ktana could have Chalitza. But by Chareshes, Enachanami, it's just going on the Bia. Of one, potters the other, or doesn't potter the other in a case where it's a ketan and a chareshes. but the chalitza is irrelevant when it comes to the chareshes. What?
She can't speak either.
She's deaf mute, yeah. Rava Omar afilu teima chalitza. Rava says, no, it could even be going on chalitza. Kan de chareshes mikara, where she was a chareshes when she got married. So her whole marriage was only to Rabbanan, and how did she get married? By sign language. She couldn't talk. Right, so she got married through sign language. Right, Masha, here a little bit that a woman has to consent to being married by the marriage. She has to say something. Right, so she has to give sign language that she consents. The Ran says, not like that, the Ran says that by Kiddushin, a woman says nothing. She surely doesn't say, I do. Right, she doesn't say anything. She just is mafker herself and lets the husband take her. According to that, there's nothing to say by Kiddushin. It's not even, you don't have to make any sign. You don't have to make any sign language. So I'm not sure 100% what it means. We'll see in 1 second. Rashi says this. She got married through sign language. So therefore, since her whole marriage is only the Rabbanan, and the whole Yibum and Chalitza is only the Rabbanan, and the way she got married is through sign language, the Rabbanan can say that a Chalitza with sign language is also good. But Min HaTorah, Chalitza needs Kriya. So therefore, if you need a Chalitza, Min HaTorah is no good. Therefore, if she got married, she was a regular woman when she got married, not a chareshes, and she became a chareshes, right? So then the chalitza can't help. The chalitza has to be minatora, and chalitza minatora needs kriya. That's what Rav is saying.
Can it be that she needs the potential to be able to protest if she wants to? That's how you know she's giving herself over, because she's not protesting.
See, I hear, but that she didn't get married though through sign language. She's got, you know, she needs the potential to have something with sign language. I'm not sure. Okay, we'll see what with Rashi, how Rashi says it. It's not much like that. Right. Kan b'chareshes mikora, kan b'pikachas v'acher kach nischarsha. Chareshes mikora ki hechi da'ol hachi nofik. The same way she came in with sign language, she goes out with sign language. So the Rabbanan accepted the chalitza. It's only chalitza the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan can do what they want. So they accepted a chalitza where there's no kriya, and she just make the chalitza with sign language. Pikachas v'achrakan nischar shelo demak v'bakriya. But where she was a pikachas when she got married, so her marriage is a deraisa. She needs chalitza min haTorah. You need kriya. At least you need to be royal kriya. Okay, let's see Rashi. Chareshes bas chalitza he diktoni masnisim v'chein shnei charshos. The chalitza of one patters the other. What kind of chalitza is there by charoshes? Ki hechi da'ol lebal harishon shekonso biramiza hachinami nofik miyodam biramiza. Right, just like what's it called? She came in with remiza, meaning sign language. She can also now go out from the yavam also with remiza. It's Masan Rashi that the way she came in was she had to be rome something. Going to the ranch, she had to do anything. Just has to look pretty. That's all. What's it called under the chuppah? That's nothing to do anything else. Okay. Eisei Abaya. So Abaya asks on this. So Rava holds that a chareshes meikara can go out with chalitza, and a pikachas, and afterwards nischara. She was pikachas when she got married. She can't have chalitza. A chareshes who was married doraisa and then became a chareshes can never have chalitza. Eisli Abaye, so Abaye asked him that. The Chareshes Mikora Bas Chalitza, you're saying now that a woman who was a Chareshes to begin with, when she got married originally, she was a Chareshes. So she can have Chalitza, because it's Chalitza the Rabbanan anyway, and the Rabbanan were matter the Chalitza without Kriya. V'hashnan, Shnei Achim, Echot Pikeach, V'echot Cherish. You have two brothers. One is a Pikeach and one's a Cherish. Nisuin L'shtei Nochrios. Same thing here. They're married to two women who are not related. Achas pikachas v'achas chereshes, and the pikeach is married to a pikachas, and the cheresh is married to a chereshes. Okay. So now meis cheresh bal chereshes. If the brother who is the cheresh, who is married to the chereshes, died, so his wife, the chereshes, falls to yibum. Ma yasa pikeach bal pikachas. What should the brother now, who's normal, do? Kones, right, he should be miyabim her. The imrat to the hotzi yotzi. After he's miyabim her, if he wants to give her a get, he can give her a get. Okay? Mesh pikeach bal pikachas, right? If the pikeach, who is the husband of the pikachas, died, so now the pikachas falls in front of the cheresh. Ma yasa cheresh bal chereshes, what should the cheresh bal chereshes do? Kones, veino motzi li olam. So he can, what's it called, marry her, yibum, because yibum you don't need das. Yibum is even shalomi das, but he can never divorce her, because you can't divorce somebody if you're not a baldas. So divorce he can't do, so he's stuck with her. That he can only be miyabim her, and that's it. And he can't give her chalitza because he can't read the parsha. He's a cherish. Right? So, and here it's a dindaraisa of chalitza. So he can't give her chalitza. He can give her yibum, but even if he gives her yibum, he can't divorce her. Okay. My la b'chareshes mikara, uktani kones in choleitz lo. Isn't it talking about even a case where the woman was a chareshes to begin with? And still it says he could be miyabim her, but it doesn't say he could be choleitz her. Mashma the chareshes mikara also can't have chalitza, not like Rava. Mara says, lo. It's talking about the case where she was originally a pikachas and then she became a chareshes, and that's why her kedushin was deraisa, the chalitza's deraisa, kriya's market, you can't do it at all, and therefore what's it called, there's no chalitza. But enochinami, if she would have been a chareshes to begin with when she got married and the chalitza's only the rabbanan, it would help even what's it called through sign language. Rashi. Nisu and Shtei Nochrios, Pikachas le Pikeach, the Chareshes le Chorish. This case is where the Pikachas is married to the Pikeach, and the Chareshes is married to the Chorish. Kones, She'eno Bas Chalitza, Mishum Kriya. Right? He can only make Yibum, he can't make Chalitza, right? Because he can't read the Parsha. Ela Konsa, Bimrotza le Hotzia, Avacharkach, Motzia Beget. Right? And since she's a chareshes, she can't have chalitza because she can't read the parsha. And right now we think it's even talking where she was a chareshes to begin with, not like Rava. In the end, the Gemara says talking where she was a chareshes only after her marriage. In any case, so what does he do? He can't give her chalitza, but he can do yibum. And after he'll do the yibum, he can give her a get. She kishem she nichnasa b'remiza. Right, she gives her a get. She doesn't need chalitza anymore. Where there's kriya, by get there's no kriya. So just like he married her beramiza, he can divorce her beramiza too. Kones the ein motzia li'olam. But if he's a cherish, then he can make yibum on this pikachas, but he can't. What's it called? He can't ever divorce her. She'ein gito matkia kidushay achiv pikeach she's kikua lo libum, because his get is only the rabbanan, and he can't take off the kedushin of the brother of the pikeach, right? Which was mechayim yibum. So it's a yibum, it's his wife, and now he can't divorce her anymore because his divorce is only the rabbanan, because he's a cherish. Choletzlo mishum kriya, mashma that even if she would be a chareshes to begin with, where her original marriage is also when she was a chareshes, still she can't have chalitza because of kriya. Morris says no, it's talking in a case where she was a pikachas when she got married, and now she's a chareshes. But in a chanami, had she been a chareshes to begin with, and everything's only the rabbanon, there could be chalitza the rabbanon without kriya too, like Rava says. Toshma, let's go one more place. Shnei achim tichin, two normal brothers, nisuim shtei nochrios. They're married to two unrelated women, achas pikachas v'achas chareshes. One of the wives is a pikeach and one is a cheresh. Both husbands are pikchim. One wife is a pikeach and one wife is a chareshes. Meis pikeach bala chareshes. If the normal husband who's married to the chareshes died, so she falls now before the other normal brother. Ma yasa pikeach bal pikachas kones, he can make yibum, right? He can't make chalitza, we'll see, because she's a chareshes. Now we think now that it's even if she was a chareshes when she got married, so not like Rav. That's going to be the proof. Okay, kones And then if he wants to divorce her, he can divorce her. Okay. Even though she's a Chareshes, she could be divorced. There's no Kriya, right? And since the whole din of Yibum over here is only the Rabbanon, so she can get the beginning, she can get divorced too. Meis Pikeach Bal Pikachas, if the brother who's normal, who's married to the normal wife, died, so the normal wife now falls before the other normal brother who's also married to a Chareshes. Ma Yasa Pikeach Bal Chareshes, O Cholet Tomiyabin. He can either make Chalitza, because he's making Chalitza in a normal woman, or he can make Yibum. Mor says, "My love, midahu pikeach mikara. He no michareshes mikara. Just like the obvious case is where he was a pikeach all through. He could be talking where he was a cherish and he became healed, but there's no purpose for that. There's some cases where he was a pikeach all the time. Just like he was a pikeach all the time, she was a cherish all the time, and still we say that what there's no chalitza." Uktani kones in choletzlo. Only can make yibum. He can't make chalitza. Rosh Lo, Midiri, who says Hakadisa Hakadisa, she Taka was a Cherish, what's it called? Only after she got married, and he was a Pikeach all the time. The Pikeach is on Nafkamina, so it's talking about a case where he was a Pikeach. By the Chereshes, it makes a difference. So it's only talking in one of the specific cases. Okay, Rashi, Motzi Ishto Beget. No, we didn't get it yet. Okay, Meisle. Another question. Eisle. Shnei achim, echad pikeach, the echad cherish. Two brothers, one's a pikeach and one's a cherish. Nesuim shtei achoyos. Now the women are related. They're married to two sisters. Achas pikachas, achas chereshes. One of the sisters is a pikeach and one's a cherish. Meis cherish bal chereshes. If the cherish who's married to the chereshes died, so now the chereshes falls before the other husband who's a pikeach. Right, who's married to Pikachas, who's the sister of this Chareshes. Okay? So Ma Yasa Pikeach Bal Pikachas, Teitze Mishum Achos Isha. He can't make Yibum on this woman because it's Achos Ishto. Right? It's a full-fledged sister of his wife, even though she's a Ketana, that doesn't make a difference. Or she's a Cherish, doesn't make a difference. So therefore there's no Yibum, no Chalitza, she's one of the Arayas. That's it, finished. Meish pikeach bal pikachas. What if the pikeach who's married to the pikachas dies? So now the isha pikachas falls before the guy who's married to the sister who's a chareshes, and his kedushin is only to rabbanan. So he's not really married to her sister. Okay, so now there's yibum in her minatora, and he's only married to the sister, the rabbanan. So mayas cheresh bal chareshes, motzias ishto beget. He has to divorce his wife, Beget, because now he has Zika with what's it called, with her sister. So she now is Achos Gukoso, so he can't remain with her. He has to give her a get. The Eishas Ochiv Asura La'olam. And his brother's wife is going to be Asur. He can't make Yibum with her because it's Achos Ishto Midrabana. Achos Grushosa. Achos Grushosa. So he can't make Yibum. And Chalitza he can't do because she's a Cherish. So she's Osir until he'll die. When he'll die, she can marry somebody else. But up until that time, she's also La'ola. If you'll say this is also talking about a case where she was a Pikachas and then she became a Cherish, and that's why you can't do Chalitza, right? But Enochanami, had she been a Chareshes all through, then you could have Chalitza, she could have Chalitza. Mi motzi mapit, right? How could he give her chalitza? V'hasna nischarisha yotzi nishtates lo yotzi, right? If she became a cherish, he could be motzi her with a get, but if she became a shota, he can't. Nischarishu omnishtate lo yotzi olamis, but if he became a cherish or he became a shota, he can never give a get. A cherish can't give a get. He has no das. Right, elala becherish mikara. It's talking about where he was a cherish to begin with, not that he was a bekeach to begin with. Because if he bekeach to begin with, and then he became a cherish, he can't be motzi her, can't give her a get. And it says over here, he could give her a get. Elamai, so it must be talking where he was a cherish when he got married, and the whole kedushin is only the rabbanim, and therefore it can be motzi with a get. That's also the rabbanim. Umidahu cherish mikara, he nami chareshes mikara. And since we're talking about a case where he was a cherish to begin with, mistama it's similar when it talks about her being a chareshes that she was also a chareshes to begin with, and we see that what there's no chalitza, she's also laola, no way of giving her chalitza. Why should there not be a chalitza? According to Rava, if she was a chareshes to begin with, even when she got married, you could give her chalitza to Rabbanan without kriya. Umidachoyos chareshos miikara, nochrios lami chareshos miikara. And just like this case, that's talking about where the sisters were chareshes to begin with, mislama the other cases which are talking not about sisters is also talking about where they were chareshes to begin with, and still we see there's no chalitza. Usman gabi nachrios kones in cholitzlo ishtik. So Rava kept quiet. It's a good kashin. Right now we're pretty much narrowed and nailed them down that the cases are talking even by a chareshes mikara, and still there's no chalitza. Not like Rava said. Okay, Rashi. Motzi ishto beget dezikas achosa pikachas osarta. She now can't remain married to him, because the zika of her sister asers her, because she's achos kukasa, right? Shenisuea gemurin v'zusafik, because the marriage of the other woman was a vadai, so there's a vadai zika, and this marriage safik means only the rabbanon, so she's a chareshes. The ain koach b'kitushel lifter as achosa mishum achosisha. In a normal case, the sister wouldn't fall to her at all because she's achos ishto. But here she's not really achos ishto, because she's not really ishto. She's just married him to Rabbana. So it's not strong enough to break the zika completely. So now she's achos kukas, so she ishkeri ne married him. And he can't be meyabim the other one either, because she's achos grushasa. The eishes achiv asura la'olam, the cheirish lo motzi cholis, because a cheirish can't give chalitza. The nichnas nami lo motzi kanis la, the achos grushasa hi. He can't give her yibum either because she's achos grushasa. The achos achareshes haisa knuya b'mitzas lo'achiv acherish. Right, at least there was a kedushin to Rabbanan, which makes her awesome as the Rabbanan because of achos grushasa. Hilkach lo efshar, therefore there's nothing can do. Umihach masnisa lo mosiv leivu rava. We don't ask a question from this on Rava. The hacha nigina lo chavit. Hai cherish l'pikachas. Shari eishas pikeach haisa v'zikaso gemura. Right over here, the cherish can't give chalitza because the other marriage was 100% araisa. Therefore, you need a real good chalitza. The lekala meimer kihechi de all haki nothing. You can't say, well, the same way she came in, she goes out. No, because she came in kedushin araisa. And lo lahachi maisi lo legluye ahanech tarti tiyuf de kamaisa de becharesheth the cherish mikara kamari. The only reason we bring this case down, this case is not a question on Rava, but it sets up the pattern that eventually will be a question on Rava. All of these cases are in a Mishnah later on, one after the other. It's mistaber that they're talking in parallel cases, in consistent cases. The cherish and also bikachas. Mi motzi matik, diktani motzi es ishto beget. Diktani beget, masri shetehimu teres vacher. That this cherish can give a get. How can he give a get? Must be talking where it was a cherish to begin with, and his whole kedusha is only the rabbanan, so the get could be also be the rabbanan. Nishtatis lo seitzei pikachas shenishtatis lo seitzei mibayla. A woman who got married when she was normal, and then she became crazy. You can't be megarish a crazy woman. Okay? Afal pi shehaisha yotzei l'ratzon shelora. Even though you can megarish a woman neged ritzona, right? Rabbanan tikun shelo teitzei. The rabbanan made it zakana that a woman is a shelter that can't be given a get, because shelo in haguwa minik hefker, better she should be married and her husband will watch her. Because if you divorce a insane woman, she's going to be promiscuous. People are going to take advantage of her. But she ain't yodas lishmar asma. She doesn't know how to protect herself. Avon ischar she yotzes. But if she's only a chereshes, the lo ba'inan das isha beget. You don't need her das. So even though a chereshes also doesn't have das, but she's smart enough to know how to protect herself. But an insane woman can. Shari afilu pikachas bal korcha motzi, the hachalot tikkun rabbanim midi, the hayodas lishmar atzma. Nischarishu, the kedusha of Hayu Gemurim, the gerushim below das. If he became a cherish, his original kedusha was min haTorah. Now he can't divorce her because he doesn't have das. Nochrios nami hanech tarti d'leel cherishos mi karakama. Since this last case for sure is talking where he was a cherish to begin with, so the women are talking where they were cherishos to begin with. And since in this case it's talking that they were cherishos to begin with, in the other case it's also talking where they were cherishos to begin with. And in the other case it says you can't give chalitza. Not like Rava, who says that if she was a cherish to begin with, even when she got married, she can have a chalitza d'rabbanan without kriya. The Hagabi Hadadi, they're all said together, they're probably uniform. The Hamagam game lomer lomeli kol kach hanach diukei the kaomer midahu cheresh mikora I nomi chareshes mikora midachiyos chareshes mikora losi michad umidahu cheresh mikora hanach nomi dleil chareshes mikora. Why have all these things? Well, since he's a cheresh, they're chareshes. Since they're chareshes, the other case also. Just say simple. Since he's a cheresh mikora, they also were chareshes mikora. Uktani bukonis in cholitz loan. It says he can be konis and not cholitz. No. Lab milsehi. The chol hana cherishim de la'el noflet neem pikachas mikwa kedushet pikeach. The lekel of memer ki hechi de ol hachi nata. In the other cases, the kedushin, the original kedushin, what fell from a kedushin de oraisa. There even Rava agrees where the original kedushin was de oraisa, that even a chareshes meikara can't be. It's only where she was a chareshes meikara, and because of that, her kedushin was only de rabbanan, can she get chalitza. Avo chareshes, the chareshes to le'el ikal ameimer hachi. When she got married, it was only the rabbanan, and therefore now the chalitza could be also the rabbanan. But afilu hachi tani konish b'keach v'lo choleitz.